Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
So welcome back to another episode of OMD TV and podcast show, the place to be to grow and scale your practice. I'm your host, Huyen Truong, Search Marketing Director here at OMD, Online Marketing for Doctors. And through this podcast, we spotlight top industry professionals and clinic success stories. And today's guest is no exception. And joining us today is Mr. Walter Slendeha, Vice President of Channel Sales and Strategic Partnerships at Chrysalis. And Walter has more than 20 years of experience in online marketing and sales, and is early pioneer in digital engagement tools for clinics. He helps clinics worldwide improve patient conversions through smarter tech-enabled interactions, especially with the rise of AI. And welcome back to the show, Walter. And I'm very, very excited to have you again. And we can't wait to discuss more with you about your incredible experience leveraging AI for clinics that you're working with. And I remember our first interview 6 years ago was all about how to increase the patient conversion rate through the chat agent, you know. And things have changed quite dramatically for the last 2 years with the introduction of AI technology. And we'd love to hear from you as to why, how and why AI can save costs for clinics and convert more inquiries into patient bookings.
Thank you very much, Huyen, for having me again. It's a pleasure. I can't imagine it's already 6 years since we had our podcast before. Time flies. Yeah. A lot of things have changed over the 6 years. 6 years ago, I was still with Chrysalis, but then on the side, that also chat patient. Yeah. Had the live chat with actual agents doing all the answers and fully trained for plastic surgery and other clinics. Yeah. And then we had a little bit of a bot, but not that much. And now, next to Chrysalis, instead of chat patient, we have Romea really doing full AI services. And that's what I've been for the last years, but it's not that long, as we see how fast it went. Really been specializing in helping clinics. Chrysalis is already AI for the 3D, but really on all the AI technologies. How can we enhance that in clinics? How can we make it more useful? How can we make more patient bookings and so further? And you mentioned it correctly. There's two parts to it. One part is, of course, cost saving. But I actually personally find cost saving not an argument, because the goal is not saving. It's nice if you have less cost. But the goal is to get higher return of investment, higher conversion, better patients. Satisfaction ratio and those things. And that's where really AI can help. AI is not per se something like, okay, now we can get rid of all the staff and things are going to be cheaper, but it's something that can help us to get a better a clinic, to get better results. And that's what I've been specializing
in. Yeah, so I think let's dive in a little bit deeper level here. So how has the introduction of AI changed the game when it comes to converting more inquiries into bookings? Can you give us some example of how the AI agent being used in clinics today to handle patient interactions?
So I designed what we call the clinic that never sleeps, the AI assistants for clinics that doesn't do only the chat that we had before, but really does everything from voice. We can now have calls with AI, answering your phone, making outbound calls, but also in different voices, can be Australian, can be US voice, can be UK, South African, wherever you are. But it can really smart handle tasks. And what A, it never sleeps. And B, it can do it better than agent. I worked with agent for years, and it's continuously, you have to do this, you have to still monitor it. And everybody that has staff, they know this thing, you know, it's, you have to really follow to make sure that they actually follow procedures. And an AI well trained, otherwise AIs can also hallucinate and go in different directions. If well trained and well set up, AI can do a lot more. So it can handle inbound inquiries from web, from Facebook, from Instagram, but it can also do outbound. So if they didn't reply, make sure that they do that in a personalized message, really knowing the patient. You can feed it a lot of data and it can help you from any task, from the moment the patient thinks, maybe I should have plastic surgery or whatever treatment you offer, till the moment that maybe a year later or 2 years later, it's time for a patient to come back or to maybe offer something else. And everything in between, inbound, outbound forms, payment reminders, AI can help.
Wow, that's quite amazing, hey? And it is available 24/7, right? Can you tell us a little bit about the benefits of having this agent outside working hours? Because I know you have experience managing some chat agents before, and you know that the inquiry time can vary from country to another, and so that's why it's so critical to have somebody to attend the inquiries after working hours. Can you dive in a little bit about that, because you probably have a lot of experience dealing with inquiries coming in at different times of the day?
Yeah, so there's two things of that. There's still a lot of inquiries are between 7-11 at night on weekends. Why? Because then people are off and they have time. Saturday, a little bit less. Saturday is more family day, I think, watching TV. And then Sunday is a day that's also very, very busy. But on anything, and what even is more, if we look at that, was already the case 6 years ago, but what even more now is different, not only on working hours, but in general. It's all, and if you get a generation Gen now even more, I think it's called, and then we had the X, it's all this. Swiping. And if you are on your Instagram and you're swiping, yeah, this is maybe nice, and you send a direct message, and you don't reply in a few seconds, the chance to convert that patient already reduces with 70-80%. Wow. So it's not only after hours, you have to continuously reply, because it's all swipe seconds. It's this, oh, maybe nice. Oh, now I see something else. And the attention span and the time that you have, I started online with my first online company in 1996 with real estate, and the first real company in 2000. Yeah. And back then, I had the data as well. We had, I think, 8 clicks and 2 minutes. And then if you still didn't do that, then maybe the patient could your client could go away. Mm. Now it's 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 1 click. So we have to be much more on it. And that's even within the hours. After hours, even more. Mm. One thing I see with many clinics already during the day, they have trouble answering the phone when it's very busy. But most clinics, after hours, I get a machine. I get a voicemail. People, only 30% of people actually leave a voicemail if you have that option. And ones that do not, 60% will never call back. And those data I can show it, we can maybe link it later as well. That's not me. There's really a lot of research. So if you don't answer your phone after hours, there's a good chance you lose that patient.
Definitely.
And to have a call center, it doesn't really work. It's very expensive and they don't know really the questions on how your clinic work. And to hire 24/7 actual staff extra to the phone doesn't work either. So that's where AI now can really come in. We can have AI voice answering your phone like human, with all the things that you have, and actually book that consultation or ask those critical questions, so that whenever you are there, even with click to call, on the mobile phone, you click, boom, there's the AI talking to you. All those patients that normally, if you don't react fast enough or you don't have any response during the weekends, you can with AI really convert. And that's very important, because a lot of them are actually lost.
Yeah. So in the podcast number 142, I did talk about the speed to lead concept, because I did mention about the an interesting stat that after 5 minutes pass, the odds of connecting and qualifying with the lead drop by 80%. So slow lead respond time increases customer churn by 15%. So that's why we can see that's how we can see the importance of getting back to the inquiries super fast. And also a lot of clients who we work with complain that, oh, we have a lot of leads coming from social media, but they are not serious and it's hard, difficult to get hold of them. And all of these comments have to do with what you just mentioned about the fact that the user keep scrolling and they might forget about what they actually have inquired earlier. And we need to reach out to this prospect quite instantly to grab their attention and to get them to do something right there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. You're absolutely on the money. And you mentioned something very important as well, because a lot of clinics say, we want more leads. We need more. But yeah, they want more qualified leads. And that's a big, big difference that they often forget. All those, if you do a social media campaign and you just get, and you have to qualify them. And that's where good AI differs from not AI or static bot. We all know the bots from the past, and a lot of clinics still have them. If they you ask whatever question it is, and also on social media, it says, if your name and number, we get back to you. But that's still not converted. So it's still need that you actually still can fully lose them because they lost the brand. You have to answer and convert directly. So ask their questions. What are you looking for? Did you already have a consultation? Is it something that you just have now in mind and are really considering? Or did you already maybe have a consultation? Do you already have a plan, time, date of when you maybe want to do that procedure? Did you already think about financing and budgets? Those kind of questions, qualifying questions, can be done by AI. So you already really know it, and then filter out.
Yeah.
Then have already booked a consultation. So you don't get a lead, you get a qualified booking that already booked the consultation. And if you have a charge for it, even already paid.
Oh, yeah. That's very interesting. So I think in the podcast number 141, I did talk about responding a lead within the first 5 minutes can increase your chances of conversion by up to 21% or times compared to responding after 30 minutes. So, and also importantly, contacting a lead within the first minute can boost your conversion rate by a staggering 391%. The thing is, we can't really possibly or humanly do that with our team members, because no way they can reach out to the lead, only the people inquiries within 1 minute. So the only solution here is peer match with AI. Is that right? Do you think so? Like this, I mean, I've been advising clinics to do so, but none of them have been able to really reach out to the lead even within 15 minutes, much less 5 minutes, or within 1 minute.
And they shouldn't, in my opinion, because why should you do a simple work if you have all the rules and all the data complete when you can have a smart AI doing that for you? And then the staff can actually do what they are best at, and that's real patient care, real follow-up, all those other things that come after that, the inbound lead and the qualification and that getting them, that's very important, but you should not have your very expensive staff doing that. You should have AI or something that for you. And there's no way you can 24/7 with staff always within 20 seconds reply. And if you do it, you're wasting money if you do that manually, in my opinion. But it's very important that you mentioned now as well, I didn't know from your podcast, and it's becoming shorter and shorter and shorter because of the TikToks and the swiping. The younger your potential patients, the shorter time you have. It's swipe, swipe, oh, nice, hello, oh, no reply, swipe, swipe, and gone.
Yeah. And so I think one thing that we roll out on AI agents with your collaboration, and we noticed that We haven't, you know, the AI, it takes the AI agent 6 attempts to get a confirmation on their booking. So, you know, when I ask clinics how many times you follow up on the leads, they usually write 2-3 times, maybe 3 or 4 times max, but not 6 or 8 times. But with the AI agent, we can set, you know, the setting to get them to follow up as many times as we want, you know, and that's something that we as human is pretty much just impossible, you know, humanly impossible to do. So that's a benefit of using AI. And nowadays it's really difficult to get hold of people. And with the persistence of the AI agent contacting prospect via SMS, WhatsApp messages, even social media messages as well, and even voicemail, right? We can do a drop a voicemail or something like that, or we can, you know, do an outbound call to reach out to prospects and to just to get hold of them, right?
Yeah, and that's very important. So there's one thing is if you have an inbound live, so a direct message or Facebook or web chat or whatever it is, or a call, important is to have them really ask qualifying questions and already trying to convert, know what they want, what they do, and try to book them. That's direct. But that doesn't always work fully. So the second part is this, the rebound, when you follow back, and that's what you are talking about. So first, not only get, and that's where it already often goes wrong, not always only say, get your name and number, we get back to you, because already there, 60-70% you lose. Mm. Because now interested in something, and in an hour maybe not anymore, and even in an hour already think about after the weekend or whatever. So you have to do it right now, right here. Mm-hmm. If that's not possible, then there comes the flows, and for the flows it's also you can maybe get static something, so I'll send a message again a week, and then hello you, and you recognize it. If you get a static message, you think another bot. So make that dynamic, make the bot remember exactly what you discussed with that patient, or what they wanted, and make it personal. Last Wednesday, we talked about this and that. Get something from the automatic message, from the conversation before, or from their message, and then maybe now, and make it personal dynamically. And that's what AI can do with the proper workflow, that it doesn't feel like I'm being spammed, because that's the risk again. Follow-up. And that's where we can help.
So we can actually, basically, we definitely can personalize the AI, right, to make it more human, and you know, use different ways to follow up instead of a static message coming out the same one over and over again. Is that right?
Absolutely, and we can do more and more with that. Most people, when we ask AI, they think ChatGPT, and they're helping get this little assistant to look at that. But now with the newer models, you've got ChatGPT 4.5, but I use for aesthetics often Claude and Gemini 2.5. Gemini has a memory for they work with tokens of 1 million tokens. That is pages of information that it instantly can remember. So what we can do, we can hook up to your CRM and to your database a whole record. We can have your whole knowledge base of everything on your website and more, all your training from your clinic and more in one agent instantly. So when a patient, anyone chats something, this and that, pull up this, pull up that, and it knows all that information together. So it knew that you asked about that 2 weeks ago, that you were there. And it knows these are maybe the price settings that I more or less can do, or this is your next step. So we can make it way, way more smarter than we could do it in the past. And that's going fast and fast. So 1 million instant tokens, remember, is way more than any staff member can.
So let's talk about the knowledge base, which is something very interesting, because some of my clients ask me, okay, how can we train this AI to understand about my clinics, my procedures, and all these frequently asked questions that, I'm concerned that they might not know it technically. So they asked about that. And I did mention about a knowledge base, which is something that we build over time by giving the AI agent, feed the agent with information we like it to know. Can you elaborate more about how we build knowledge base for AI and how we can make sure that we can improve this knowledge base over time and how to train the AI to be a smarter one as well? Does it learn over time, or what can we do to make it smarter? Yeah?
Yes, a very good question. And this is actually also the essence of AI. Eh? Oh, I chatted this and it gave the wrong answer and it didn't know. The AI is as smart as the data you give it. Mm. So it will answer what you give it. It will do it in the line and your words as well. Huh? I get questions. Sometimes I show people an example. Oh, but it answered this and that. We should never do that for us. No, but this is for this clinic, and that's the way that they like to communicate. Yeah. We have to make it yours. So an AI is not going to take over anything. It's going to be your assistant that actually follows up your instructions, but you still have to give it the instructions. And training process works the same as with any new staff member. An AI, a good AI, is a new staff member. So what you do, you give it all the training material that you have. We have your website already, so we can get anything on your website, but make sure your website is up to date. That's absolutely. Do you have any documents or any files that you normally give to patients, it as well? And then, very important, what do you actually want to accomplish from the AI? You have to know what you want. Do that with onboarding and thing. Do you want it to book directly? Do you want it to educate patients? Do you want it to filter it out a little bit? What kind of communication style? So what we do with all that we made first a knowledge base, all the information you have from your clinic, procedures, if you want pricing or pricing indications, what kind of booking forms, what kind of days, whatever you have. Mm. And then what do we want? And then we do a test first. So when you do a proper AI, you're first going to be testing, is that the right style?
Mm.
It's same as with your staff. If you hire a new assistant, we've all been there, and you did one day, you start, now's everything now. And then the next day, I thought we agreed. So you have to, of course, retrain and to monitor. And that's especially in the first 2 weeks. Are you fully happy with the answers it gives? We see these questions. We didn't think about it. And then go more on that. And very important, we do that. But if you do anything yourself, limit it also. So make sure. The AI, if you make it too chatty, and you can also make temperatures and all kind of sets. I had a great conversation with your AI. Yeah, about the weather, about other clinics. No, that's not what you want. It has to stay on topic in a nice and communicative way. So you also have to put walls on what topics and where it can do and what it should do if it doesn't anything. Because otherwise, same maybe as your new assistant, I should find an answer, and then it goes hallucinating and just make something up, and that's what you don't want. That's by the way, also I use Claude a lot, and second Gemini, because they hallucinate less. ChatGPT knows a lot, but it's also maybe this, and you know, if you ask a question, you need to know that the answer is correct. So you have to also train what it cannot say, where it should. So not only what it wants, but anything in life. If you build a house, you've got to start a foundation. You've got to know what you want. You cannot say, I want the house. And then a week later, but I wanted a different house. Yeah, you didn't tell me. And that's the same with AI. You have to tell what you want, how you want it, and why. And then you get the perfect result.
Yeah, so that also stresses the importance of having your website built and uploaded with lots of useful medical information, because it's not just used for your prospects to understand about your procedure, but also it's going to feed on the AI search tools like ChatGPT, Perplexity, and also your own AI agent as well. So the process of continuously improving your website content has to be going on. It's not something that we can just like rely on AI to write that, because you've got to provide your own knowledge through your website content, and then that will be used as a knowledge base for your AI agent. And we definitely can help you with that with our medical content writer. Now, moving on to the next question, obviously with the AI, they can provide some insights as well, some very good insight for marketing and management. Can you provide some interesting stats or insights that you know from the AI agent that you've been working with in terms of providing the clinics with the critical information when it comes to making marketing or management decisions?
In the way that the chats, you mean that the way that the
chat, yeah, it's like the reporting tool, you know, with the AI tool, you know, what sort of reporting insights that we can have, like for example, how many times AI have to reach out to prospect, you know, or through social media, as for example, if they come from social media, how many times they have to reach out in order to convert a prospect. And so we can, you know, have some idea, and also what sort of question they usually ask over time. So we know those are the key questions or objections that prospect might have before going ahead for consultation. So does AI, provide some sort of reporting information like that, so people we will be able to get some more insights from all the conversation that they have with prospects?
Yeah, we do. So and also with AI, it's data building. It can build anything specifically that you want from the building. Everything is monitored, calls are recorded. If you want, scripts are available, and then we can have the AI also analyze specific data. If maybe at some point you want to know, hey, how many of this question maybe got converted, or how many of that, or if you have 10 campaigns running, Google AdWords, Instagram, so some other things, what is actually the conversion from a specific keyword or a specific campaign? You can have all those data as well.
Wow, this is very good. Yes, yeah.
So that's very important to start with. What is the important for the chat and the flow? One thing I think is important is to, the biggest mistake I see often with AI and bots is that they go too fast to trying to convert or getting the phone number or name. And so Binder, you go, can I have your name? Can I have your number? Give your name first. Yeah, but give your number. Build trust. In the same thing, it's like dating. You're not going to immediately ask it, for some people do, but ask for a phone number. You have to find, you know, something like, oh yeah, I like that person. I want to have more conversation with that person. The same with the chat. They have a question. That's why they open the chat. Then answer that question first, and ask another question, get a conversation, find out their needs. It's like full sales. You can only help somebody and convert them if you fully know their needs. Mm-hmm. So make a conversation, try out what they want, softly ask for their name and number first. If they don't immediately give it, let go a little bit, and then get it again. And then you see, oh, wow, yeah, now yeah, that's really helpful. And then they will convert and actually immediately book. If you want to book now, it's $50 and or $200 or $300, whatever you charge for a consultation or for booking immediately. The doctor will answer that. No, the doctor will answer that. Yeah, but I have some questions first. I don't know yet. So convert or have a real conversation with the patient. Explain your value. Also, number one question, and we all know that, how much is always the number question. And sometimes it's hard. Can I help you with something? How much is the question? How much is it? Should you answer it or not? I think it depends on your clinic and your setup. It's always up to the clinic. But I think you should never ignore it. So that doesn't mean that if somebody says, how much is the best augmentation? You say 12,000 or whatever your price is, or 20. but you should not ignore it either. So you could say, well, exact pricing are forthcoming with our consultation. Are you just looking, and then ask a follow-up question. Are you just looking for a breast augmentation or maybe also a mastopexy? Did you already have a consultation? And then ask a deeper, hey, I'm more than happy to help you a little bit to find out which price range it is. Do you mind giving me a little bit more information so I can get it? And then you build something up and you actually get information from that patient. Mm. So you can say, no, how old are you more or less? Did you already have something? Did you? And then you know what kind of and then give a range.
Mm.
Because you can give you really a good real pricing and an ID. But it's normally within and this range. But really, you should have a consultation because we need to examine you. We need to know what it is. But not giving anything, not good either, because A, you might have a mismatch. If they really don't have that budget, you waste time in the consultation.
Half
the time, kind of the doctor. And you don't have to give an exact quote, or they go shopping. Mm. Yes, but they go shopping anyway, but then, you know, but you actually built it that first. You gave already, oh, this doctor gave really nice answers. They talk, you, but don't give immediately a price. Ask other fine questions, ask what they want, why they want it, if they already thought about it, do they have a budget, and then give a price range, and then consultation. That's my advice normally, but it's always up to the clinic. What conversation, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But that's what it's very important there, have a real conversation, not just getting names and numbers, and then you can see how serious it is. And other things that you see in conversion, as soon as patients are asking about recovery times, about after surgery, how long back to work, those are normally more serious patients. Why? Because they're already thinking about after the surgery.
Yeah.
Their memory is already after the surgery.
Mm.
So they already have in mind that they're going to do it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that then next month. But I have that holiday. Can I order that business trip? Or will people see it? So their mind is already much further. If they only ask for this often, it's just, maybe I have it, but maybe I don't have the budget. What does it actually cost? So they're often more at the beginning. As soon as you see questions about after the surgery, and you can get them a little bit as well, in their mind, they already had it.
Mm.
So that's very good. And they're asking also, what is your result? So if a patient's asking a lot of questions, that's a good thing, because that means that they are really considering it.
Mm, yeah, that's just really good insight, because a lot of time inquire, you know, like people, you know, prospect, which is like ask a straight question, how much does it cost? And that's in answering that incorrectly, that could cost you a sales, because the value hasn't been established yet. You know, a transaction only happens when value exceeds the price, because we haven't got opportunity to establish our value yet. And I've been talking a lot in our different videos and podcasts about how you can demonstrate your value even before they make the inquiry. So the value can be then demonstrated through the website, through the look and feel, through the content, through all the videos, educational videos you have you know, on the website, through all the social media posts. So all of that is going to help you build up the value. But then when they inquire, make inquiry, it's much easier for you to actually prove that those values are valid, and it's going to be higher than the price that they're going to have to pay for the procedure. So that's why it all has to be all done together, you know, on the website, present, content, marketing, and, you know, the way you position yourself and how you want to be perceived has to be communicated through the website, through social media posts before, you know, patients or prospective patient making inquiries and start, you know, talking with AI agent, because that will be better for easier, better chance for AI agent to convert a prospect when you do actually a lot of good homework already with your website, with your social media presence, and prospect will be more ready to have a more serious conversation with you rather than just how much that it costs. Yeah,
exactly. And the value you're on the money, return of investment. What is the value? What do you bring to the patient? It's incredibly important. So that's why don't ignore, but ask follow-up questions. And in that follow-up questions, you can smartly do it as well. Oh, did you know? Why are you considering it? Do you maybe having another thing? Did you know that our doctor has done so many thousands of surgeries, really secured, that he's qualified there, whatever. So bring the qualifications in there. So the only thing, if they are shopping and they don't know anything, a patient, the only thing is, oh, let's look at the price. So bring your qualifications in there. Why you should to ask why this is more secure. And a higher price is good, because it's value. Do you want the, if you're going to buy the cheapest car or motor from China, yeah, it might work, but it might break, it might fall. If you want that with your body, bring that value in that question, but don't fully ignore it. That's my point. You don't even have to put price per se, but make sure, are they asking about price and what other considerations do they have and why bring value? Why do we have a price? So in our consultation, which is really important, patient safety, that we really know what you want, that we're trying to find out, that we come as close as possible to what you have in mind, that we can do that also with Visilix, with 3D, for example. So we can make sure that you get, we really understand your needs, that we try to get as close and to explain also all the possibilities, and that you get the bestest long-lasting results. Mm-hmm. And of course, cost money. So make sure that they don't look only at price, but really at what do they get in return, and is that actually what they're looking for in matter of safety, quality, and so further. And AI can help with that.
So like, let's talk about, because lots of clinics out there offer fee-based consultations. And do you think it's going to be a barrier for AI to help convert more bookings? Because obviously the first step is to get people to come in for consultation first. And, you know, charging for consultations, would it, you know, deter bookings? And what's your thoughts on this, this base on your data? You know, what would be your suggestions to get, you know, to help the AI to get more bookings?
Yeah, it depends also. I work in many countries. It depends also on your local market and what's happening, and also the type of procedures that you're offering. If it's, for example, non-surgical or really like breast augmentation and those things. But in general, there's nothing wrong with charging for a consultation, but the same thing, bring value. Can I book a consultation? Yes. Can you pay $300? No. You can book a consultation. What we do in the consultation is the doctor himself personally will be there. We really take your time because we find it important that we really understand what you're actually looking for, instead of just quickly have a consultant tell you something and trying to sell. So we take our time. We really want to know sure that you have the newest equipment, that we really understand what you want. We maybe do the 3D, we maybe do the other things as well. But of course, because we really book the doctor for you, we really do this thing, there's a charge for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but the other consultation does it for free. Yeah, but do you get really the doctor? And it's time, if the doctor does it for free, I should be worried. Because, you know, why does he do that all for free? Is he just pushing the consultation? Does he really have the time? Does he really look at my need? So if you explain the value, I don't see a problem.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because a free one will be a quick one. You know, I'm just talking about like 15 minutes, whereas a fee-based one will be a thorough examination, 45 to 1 hour, where you get to ask me as many questions you like, going through different options, really understand your expectation and results that you're looking for. And, you know, like, you know, at times the doctor, because that's going to help patients to make informed decision. And that's why it should not be free. And we should get the AI to understand that. And obviously that's all the knowledge base that we're going to help build to have the AI understand that. And the AI is very smart, you know. I think it's getting smarter and smarter over time. And you can just tell it one time and they can pick it up very quickly. But basically, the whole point is that we need to build up the value of the consultation for fee-based. And do you think it's a good idea to ask for like a deposit like 50 pounds or $50 to make sure the prospect will show up for the consultation, and it can be done via AI agent?
Yeah, it's the same. It's actually the same thing. So build that trust. Don't send immediately a link, pay first, that I talk to you. But build that trust, make sure that they know what it is. And then in chat-based can send directly the link to confirm your appointment. You will get a link now to pay a small deposit. So we're sure that the doctor really has his time also reserved for you. And do it directly there. If it's voice-based, we can send an email or SMS to do that. You can follow up on it. There's nothing wrong with it, within, of course, the limits of what fits in your market and what's also normal or accepted there.
Now, I think we're coming to the end of the interview today, but I do have a question for you. Lots of our clients or people listening right now might ask a question. Okay, we don't have much technology in place right now with our own clinic. So what sort of infrastructure, we need to have in order to get started with the AI agent? Do they need a lot, or we can get, something set up quite quickly for them?
Yes, what I need is a clinic. That's awesome. But basically, we can build it for anyone, doctor, even if no clinic, just an individual. What is very important there, and also a lot of people are scared, in AI, what's it going to happen? You don't have to do everything tomorrow. Find out, where do I maybe lose most patients? Which part of the flow is something that I don't fully have in order? Usually, what I start is... 9 out of 10 clinics, they don't have proper outbound, proper after-hour response.
Yeah.
Start with that. Instead of a voicemail, we can have a voice AI answering your calls every time after it. Oh, but maybe they think, well, let it say it's an AI. Hey, we are now closed, but I'm the AI. I will help you if you want that. Start with that. Start with your messenger website, direct message, and just have the inbound going in that. And then from there, step by step, do it. But look at where do you have the problem? Do you maybe not have staff? Is it the answering of calls? Is it the follow-ups? I get so many leads, but I don't know what to do with it. Look at one thing. I think this maybe could help. And we can always get a discovery call and look. And start with that. You don't have to have, the self-running clinic is that we designed. That's great. But it have to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Every step starts with step one, and then you end somewhere at the thing. Have a look at where we can improve. Most of the time, that's also where your patient flow comes in, where it's less disruptive for your thing. Look at inbound, maybe only after hours or a few minutes. I never have time for my direct messages. Well, let AI do that. My calls are not answered. Let it do that.
I think we can build the AI agent for our audience here by stages. So you can start with a simple one, like after our, speaking agent to take, only inbound calls, and also SMS agent to answer all these, direct inquiries through social media. As for example, if somebody send a direct message via Instagram or Facebook, the agent can handle these inquiries quickly, swiftly, and so to make sure there's instant engagement from your clinic. So you don't have to worry about you got to be really tech savvy with that. It's very simple, and I already recommended you guys in multiple podcasts and the OMDTV episode that you need to have a CRM, which is a customer relationship management software, and we can help you set up a cost-effective CRM called Go High Level, and we can set up the AI agent through this CRM, and this can manage, and actually it can make the bookings and check to see if you're available a certain time slot, and then it can get the booking for you while you are having dinner or you're sleeping. So how amazing is that, right?
Yeah, so exactly as you mentioned, we can you don't have to be tech savvy at all. You just need to know a little bit what you want and a line of communication, and we feed it also. We get it smarter and better, fully fitting with your clinic. Start small, see that it really works for you, look at the results, and then build from there.
build from there, build a more complex one. And I'm pretty sure it's going to save you lots of costs and bringing you to you a lot more revenue that you should have. And also like save you from headaches from training your staff member as well, because it's going to be, I think it's going to be a game changer for lots of clinics in terms of leveraging AI technology to generate more bookings, reduce costs, and so to grow faster and scale faster as well. Yeah. So we're coming to the end of the episode. And thank you so much, Walter, for your insights. And we are very delighted to inform you guys that we have Walter in our team as an AI specialist to help clinics set up and really train an AI agent to be one of the key staff member for you. So we're happy to have him on our team. And if you have any inquiries in terms of how we can help you in terms of getting the AI solution, getting AI agent set up for you, please reach out to us as marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. And if you do have a question, further questions, just feel free to shoot, a reply to this email that I'm going to send you right now after this. And we look forward to hearing from you. And thank you, Walter, again for joining the show.
Thank you very much for having me again. And let's do it again.
Is there any new technology in the next few years? And I'm pretty sure you're going to be one of the first pioneers in terms of getting the ball rolling for this. And I also appreciate that you got so much experience working in clinics, across multiple continents. And so you have very, strong insight as to how you can help clinics, scale faster. And that's something I'm very excited to have you on board as our, AI specialist. Yeah.
Very happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. And see you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.